Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was calling. There was some money taken out of my account, and I didn't know what it was for or from, and I don't know what you need from me to look it up, but anyway, I had called one time, and I got some guy, and he said, "Well, call your bank, tell them call us, and it was, and it will be something other." And I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna have to call them back." But anyway, it came out June 2nd on daily activity deals, and I don't even know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
75140.
75140.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last name?
Capel. K, V as in Victor, A, P, I, L.
Yes, ma'am. And could you verify your mailing address?
504 Van Zandt County Road, 1121.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
And I do see where there's a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum.
I don't even have a Dyson vacuum.
Yes, ma'am. It was a contest that was entered for a Dyson. You would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bite Tub.
No.
However, this account was canceled on June 1st.
Okay, I have not even enrolled in one.
Are you familiar with the email address? LKVAPIL_4@yahoo.com.
That is my email. And what did I sign up under for?
It was for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. You would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app. It was also done with the phone number of 903-340-5035.
That is all my information, but I never needed a Dyson vacuum or anything.
Yes, ma'am. So we canceled for any future billings. However, it does look like you stated on the 1st of June that the charge was already disputed.
That what?
On the 1st of June, when you had the account canceled, you stated that you've already disputed the charge, so you would have to have your bank on the phone before we can issue a refund.
Well, I did call my bank, and that says, they said that's the craziest thing they've ever heard, and that they said it's never done like that.
Yes, ma'am. Since the charge has already been disputed, your bank would have to be on the phone to avoid a chargeback happening in the account.
Why would my bank have to be on the phone?
Because you've already disputed the charge. You stated that on June 1st.
I know, but he said the bank had to call, and I was like, what? And because the bank doesn't call to do any of that, and so I went ahead and called my bank, and they told me that was the craziest thing they've ever heard, and so that's what that whole conversation was June 1st with that guy. And he was rude as heck. No,
sir. This is not good. Yes, so in order to avoid a chargeback happening on the account from the dispute, you would have to have your finance institution either contact us or you can issue a conference call. But you would have to have a representative on the line before we can do anything else.
They said that is never done and will not be done.
It has been done. We've done with plenty of with banks.
They will not. Is there anybody else I can talk to? Not to go over your hand or not that I disagree with you, but I have to because my bank said that's the craziest thing they've ever heard.
There's still nothing that we can do with this account until you call back with your bank.
Well, it has been stopped, right? It's not going to come back out again.
It was canceled as of the 1st of June.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for all customer support. You have a great day.
Uh-huh.